Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dallas man who was released from prison after DNA testing remains free, yet without compensation. This is a story you're hearing only on KRLD. LP Phillips joins us live now. LP.
Ronald Eubanks was convicted of sexually assaulting a woman. Years later, after the victim had died and after DNA testing, it was found that nothing in the file could actually prove Eubanks was the attacker. But while the papers he signed had wording in it that said he was not guilty, he was never found, in legal terms, actually innocent.
And I didn't have no knowledge of it. Or nor did I understand what was going on, and nobody explained it to me, because every time I tried to call them, it's like they got mad, like I was bothering them or something. But I'm just really hurt that I can't get no justice.
His current attorney, Daniel White, says they've gone back to the district attorney's office and they won't budge.
In Ronald's situation, the district attorney's office chose not to actually put that information into the final motion for dismissal of the case.
White intends to take the case back to the Court of Criminal Appeals because without the finding of actual innocence, Eubanks can't collect a dime from the pool of money established by the state for wrongful convictions. He says he's broke and legally blind. The Dallas County District Attorney's Office declined to do an interview about this, but said the statute of limitations has been reached and there has no legal avenue left. Reporting live, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.